We now got Johnny Gibbs about to join us. And I remember when I was going through school, everyone wanted to look like Johnny Gibbs, didn't they? Socks down and his head back when he used to running style. He was great to watch, wasn't he?
He was. I can still see him. I can still see him making those darting runs at Brookvale Oval, pinning the ears back. And he was a wonderful player to watch.
He certainly was. And he's been good enough to join us here on a Sunday morning. John, good morning.
Morning, Ray. Morning, Phil.
Morning, Gibbsy.
I remember those days.
They seem so long ago, obviously. 1976 to 81, you played 5 years at Manly. But it just seems like yesterday, Gibbsy, when you were darting through the ruck and only 5 or 6 years out at the top level. Injuries curtailed your career, John?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I enjoyed every bit of it. And what I find particularly gratifying, as you get a little bit older, that the impact you had on people, I only played 87 first grade games. And people think, oh, really? I said, yeah, that's it. I missed a couple of seasons and started young and finished young. I was 25 when I finished. They were great memories. I had a bad hamstring injury in 1978, and we won the comp, and I had a great year that year. And we won the comp, and it's a 40-year anniversary, and we've had a bit of a get-together with a few of the players. I saw quite a few of the players at them in a league luncheon on Friday. And then I got over that after a couple of operations and, you know, a couple of seasons in the doldrums and recovering from injury. And then in 1981, the last game that we played was against Newtown, and it's remembered for the incredible brawl. A lot of people have seen the brawl we had in that game against Newtown. They went on to play Parramatta in the grand final, and I got stomped on, and I did the knee. And after playing one game at the start of the next year, it was a trial against Canberra. They're just coming to the comp, and I got caught in a tackle. I went smack. It was never any good. And it's funny, it was Ray Chesterton, I think, who interviewed me after that game. And I was laying on the bench in one of those up the nose, you know, with a microphone when you're laying there, and said, will you be right? And I said, yeah, I'll the start of the comp. If not, I might miss a couple of rounds. Never played again. So that was pretty serious. But that's the way it goes.
Yeah, good friend of mine, Ray. With modern medicine, could that knee injury, could you have had an operate on and come back to the field?
It was fine. I mean, the one thing I'm to be thankful is that now I'm sound.
Okay, yeah.
I just had so many injuries, and I'd studied and was, you know, doing things academically and that. And I just was jack of it. And coming back, and you can understand why people, you know, get depressed when they get injured. It's very difficult, so I just decided to go another way. Unfortunately, I found my way pretty quickly into the media, and that was a better way to earn a living than getting pounded every week. So in essence, I could have come back, and I had offers to play actually overseas, and the junior league clubs and all sorts of things, because I was still young. But once I'd had a couple of years off it, I was perfect, so that's a good thing.
Gibbs, you talk us through the 1978 final series with Manly. I believe you missed most, if not all of it, with injury, and then went on the kangaroo tour.
Yeah, well, I got hurt in one of the semi-finals against Parramatta, and that was a draw. So they ended up playing and six games in about 22 days. I mean, two replays. So can you imagine that nowadays? So we've come a long way since then. It was an extraordinary group of players, and had the draw with Cronulla. And I remember in that grand final, Steve Rogers, the late, great Steve Rogers, had an opportunity to win the game for Cronulla. He missed a shot at goal.
That's right.
And
11-all.
Yeah, 11-all. And then the following Tuesday. So at the end of the game, I can remember, because I was sitting there on the bench, because I used to get needled up just to show I was sort of making progress, which I wasn't. That was mainly aimed at, you know, getting selected for the Kangaroos and showing that I was still there. But at the end of the game, everyone's standing around, and no one knew what was going on. Let's go. And Greg Hartley said, see you next Tuesday, boys.
Yeah.
So it was back, and we won 16-0, I think it was.
Yeah.
Was it 16-0? And Frogs Eye scored a couple of tries. Saw Frogs on Friday reminiscing about those days. On
the great Russell
Friday.
Gartner.
Graham Eady was fantastic. But it was arduous. It was an incredible feat by the boys to be able to win, putting themselves through so much.
Is that the one that sort of rankles in the mind, Gibbsy, that you missed that grand final?
You know, still, things like that, it does, but you know that you were an important part of it anyway, getting there and all of those things. It's not the same when you don't play in it, obviously, in 1976, as a as a kid, I was on the bench in the and didn't get on in the 76 grand final when we beat Parramatta, and that's famous for Neville Glover dropping the ball.
That's right.
They didn't go on to win one until 81 when they beat Newtown. But I'm a bit of a realist, Phil. I just got things as they go, and you deal with the cards that you got. Not I got dealt pretty good cards, and to miss the grand final, it's unfortunate. And then I went on the kangaroo tour. People say, "Oh, wow, you went on a kangaroo tour, and that must have been fantastic." And you couldn't walk. I played three games, and I actually had a misdiagnosis of my hamstring injury. But the thing about it is, if I didn't go on the kangaroo tour, I probably would have been still playing now, the money they're getting.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Because I hurt myself over there.
Yeah. So, John, the pre-existing hamstring injury, were you fit enough to board that plane for that kangaroo tour?
In hindsight, I would say no.
Right.
Right. But that's, I'm 21. I've never had an injury. I'd hardly missed the game.
Mm.
And you're thinking it's going to get right. What had happened, though, my hamstring calcified.
Mm-hmm.
So it had built up, all the calcium around where it joins insertion. So I was trying to play with this, and I was told it would get better. You're having cortisone injections and all those things.
Mm.
And somehow I struggled through it, played three games. But in the end, they had to chip away all that calcification, stretch it, and reattach it to the bone. So it was a pretty heavy operation. But, afterwards, I got over that, and ultimately it was an injury that cost me my career.
That's right. Looking back on that 78 kangaroo tour, an old-fashioned roo tour, so to speak, wasn't it? I think Australia won the Ashes 2-1 by memory, but you played all those county games or club games and all around England. It must have just been a great time in your life.
Yeah, it was. It was fantastic. And, for me, though, playing three games, quite frankly, I was young and single and, had hair and muscles. All those things. It was like a Kentucky tour for me. but as a matter of fact, some of the blokes that were playing, just as well, they didn't have phones, and some of the draft that goes on now surrounding the game. But it was a great time. And I remember my first game, I played Leeds at Headingley. And I was in the halves with Bob Faulkner. It was an exciting time. There's no doubt about that. And then you stay there, and my roommate was George Paponis, and we had a great time. You're sort of there for a couple of months. We then went to France, and that's how long ago it was.
Gee, yeah.
In 1978, France beat us in a
2-0, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Mm.
And you talk about things that happened on that tour, some memories. I can remember Avignon being the coldest place I've ever been in.
Mm.
But we were playing there. Some nights were so cold that the Australian players were playing in tracksuit pants.
Gee.
So the wingers, the outside backs, would be wearing tracksuit pants. And there was one game, I think we won something like 26-22. The 22 points they scored, though, was 11 goals. The penalties were something like 23-2 or something.
Gee.
I said to the referee, you're kidding, how can you do that? He said, I've got to live here. And that's the way it was. But they were great times, and it's a little bit sad that we don't have those tours now. I know that it's on the agenda to bring them back, something like they used to do, but I don't think it's physically possible for the players, and you talk about the welfare and all of those things. If you want to get the best out of your players, and the NRL competition is a bread and butter, if you want to have that at its best, you can't really be having elongated tours.
Yeah, true.
I think Johnny Gibbs, I think 87 games for Manly, 135 points, 44 tries, 3 field goals. That's an interesting stat from your career, Johnny. And then going into a broadcast career, and a very highly successful one, mate, and voted in to the Northern Beaches Hall of Fame in 2003, and well deserved. But there's one in there as well, player, celebrity manager, and I think probably your most famous client, Paul Fatty Vorton. Talk us through that stage of your career.
No one else would deal with him. He's been my best mate for a long time, obviously, but that sort of happened by accident. Talking about clients, I've had a few over the years. Look, I don't really like the business and the things that you have to do in management, and that's a topic for another day. But Fatty was managed by, I think it was IMG or one of those. And actually, I'm pretty sure, and the sort of things get lost in the memory of it, but it was David Gingell who was working for IMG, the Channel 9 man, Mad Roosters man, so he'd be happy today. But David rang me up and said, "Mate, can you take him back? he won't answer his phone and all of those things." So my role with Paul mainly is to because he gets officer requests still. It's, you know, he's been very popular and, he's great value. But my main thing is to sort of facilitate, you know, charity things and getting him to sign things and all of those things. Mm-hmm. So that had a lot of fun with Paul over the years, and we still continue to have a lot of fun having a punt and a game of golf and all of those things. Things that a lot of people, you know, would appreciate. That's all you want to do. People think you're mad on your sport, and that's all you want to do. But most of us are pretty normal, believe it or not. Just want to
enjoy look after
our families, have a punt, have a game of golf, and have a nice life.
Yeah, no, it sounds good. Hey, John, what's been your take on the final series so far? We've been talking about the three games we've seen. They've been fantastic contests, particularly the Storm versus Rabbitohs on Friday night.
Well, Storm matters. I said at the start of the year, Ray, I thought whoever beats Melbourne will win the competition. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying Melbourne are going to win it, because they've been, by their standards, a little bit in and out. They've been, you know, their fortunes have fluctuated a bit. I know you're going to talk to Craig Bellamy, but he has this incredible ability to get the best out of players, and the depth there is amazing. So I think they'll make it. That game on Friday night, though, that was extraordinary. Mm. A couple of things in that game. Sam Burgess, who I have a great respect for as a person and as a player, he had a sort of a quiet game by his standards.
Yeah, he dropped some ball, didn't he, John? He dropped some ball. Vital stages.
That was one thing. And the other thing, though, that will give South some confidence that if Sam's backfiring and they can get better, so I think they'll win their next game. But Melbourne, seriously, and I don't like to be negative about referees. I know they have a tough job in that. But that forward pass from Addo Carr to Billy Slater wasn't forward. Yeah. It wasn't forward in a million years. That cost them a try. And then the other one where I think Curtis Scott took the player over the sideline, you could maybe argue that, but I wouldn't have been giving a penalty for that. They scored straight after that as well. There was 12 points, and despite that disappointment, they were somehow able to muster their reserves and come back and come up with a big win. And normally it's Melbourne, you know, everyone's saying, oh, Melbourne, Cameron Smith, he runs the referees, they get the
rubber the green,
the green all the time and all of those things, but I thought that was an incredibly gutsy win by the Melbourne Storm on Friday night. But South Sydney weren't to be denied either. And it is a great finals competition. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck going down for the Warriors. There's two things in that game. James Maloney's 40-20 and Roger Tuivasa-Sheck being injured.
Changed the game, didn't it? Yeah.
That was the end of the Warriors. And last night, if you played that game over again, boys, if you played it tomorrow,
the Sharks could win. Yeah, it was that close. Quick tip for today's Broncos Dragons clash, John.
I think the St George Illawarra Dragons are cannon fodder. Mm. It is one game, but it's going to be a capacity up there at Lang Park, and I think St George Illawarra gone.
Yeah, it's tough up there. But look, hey John, it's been fantastic talk. We could talk another half an hour, but we better let you go. So you can enjoy your life, have a game of golf for the footy this afternoon.
Yeah, John Gibbs. No worries. Just before you go, I want to Phil mention the three field goals. One of those field goals was in the final series. We were playing Cronulla, and we led 1-0. And we got beaten.
You led 1-0.
Captain's call, no doubt, Gibbsy.
Phil can make that.
They would have said it was something to do with putting in this day and age.
Yeah, I know. Hey, John, been great walking down memory lane with you. It was terrific, and thanks for joining us on a Sunday morning.
Have a good day. Bye.